Yeah, welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. Joining us on the phone now, usually we have Brad Davidson join us, but we've got Brad Gray on the phone, and we wanted to introduce him to the listeners because we might try and get him on over the autumn as it approaches. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, not a drama. Just want to explain a little bit about yourself to the listeners. You work on punters intelligence, and you also, just hang on a second. Sorry, John, I've still got you in my ear. So I'm hearing Kenny G come through. Sorry, mate. There you go. My headphones were just playing up then, Loss. So, Brad, firstly, tell us a bit about yourself, mate. You're on punters intelligence, and you've been doing the form for a little while. We also see you on Formline as well.
Yeah, there's a few little odd gigs I do for Sky at the moment. So predominantly I'm working at Racing New South Wales, but obviously that entails a little bit across the Sky network. So a couple of shows. One of those is Punters Intelligence, which of course you've just come on board for, the new host. What the show is, so it's a Tuesday night. It's a bit of a sectional breakdown of what we saw on Saturday. So we pick out those runners that might have been suited or unsuited in terms of breaking down the times, really having a drill down into those times, and you can have your black book handy and throw a couple in there and maybe you'll get better odds next time out. And as you'd know, Loz, nobody rocks the caramel chinos in the Navy blazer better than Dave Stanley.
Oh, I love the chinos.
Right. He's outstanding, Brad. I'll tell you what, he's given you a bit of a rap. He reckons you're one of the best analysts he's come across. So given he's told me that, who's some of the horses to follow through the autumn?
Yeah, all right. So I think there's a couple there on Saturday, actually, we can keep an eye on. Cascadian, he's going towards the Doncaster for Godolphin. He was a lovely return. He's a horse, an import, that really cleaned up in the coat this time around, so I expect big things from him. Maybe not on Saturday, but whatever he does on Saturday, certainly follow him after that as he gets out the 1,400 metres. Shadow Hero is a horse that we had a good look at last week, a return in the Hobart Bill, which wasn't run to suit. It was run at a really slow tempo, and as he goes towards the Randwick Guineas out to the mile, he's going to be mighty hard to beat. And one of the bit of odds, is Dance, Dance, Dance. I think that's how you say it. That's the only time you'll hear me say it like that, because I think it's Dance, Dance, Dance to most Aussies. But she's a genuine wet tracker. If she gets a heavy track in a Rambert or a Queen Elizabeth on the strength of her return in the Apollo, I think she's going to be really hard to beat. She goes around on Saturday as well, but it's going to be a dry deck. So don't expect her to be winning, but just keep that in mind as she goes towards some big features over the autumn.
Okay. What about on Saturday, Surround Stakes, Chipping Norton, anything in the Surround? I mean, it looks like Funstar has a mortgage on it.
Yeah, I actually went into the race thinking, well, the barrier's the only thing that's going to beat Funstar here, and here we are. She's come up 14, and it looks very tricky for her. I don't know what they do from the gate. I think they probably go back, and with that in mind, I think Flit is the horse to beat. We saw her lay down the gauntlet there first up. She was a really strong winner of the Light Fingers. The blinkers went on, and I love that she was able to settle a little bit closer. So I imagine she's probably going to be in front by a couple of lengths of Funstar. She's going to have it all to do. Outside of that, I think Sweet Deal was really hard to beat. She was great, and the guy Walter, wasn't she? That's race five, number four. If it's a bit skinny for you, the $2.70, have a look at the $15 in the Coolmore, because I think if she wins as expected on Saturday, she almost starts favourite in that race.
Yeah, no, I agree. Chipping Norton, mate?
Yeah, good race. Could be the race of the carnival, this one. I'm with Peace Impact here. I know Tiako Shark's hard to beat, and he's got this big boom on him, but I think because of that, you're having to take rock bottom odds, $2.50 for a horse that's going to be right out the back and giving some very good horses a big start. Peace Impact, his first up one was a cracker. He's only 0.3 lengths off winning his third straight Group 1. He's potentially the best miler or Group 1 miler in the country outside of the three-year-olds, and despite that, he's still a little bit underrated. So I think he's got a really nice sense of timing about him. He'll settle somewhere in midfield and give a really good kick for home when he's presented. That's race seven, number five, Fierce Impact.
What about Paddy Webster's old favourite of ours, Happy Clapper?
Oh, yes. He was all right there first up. He had a bit of a flat spot. Probably suggested to me that he wants 2,000 metres. But I think the more aggressive they ride him, the better he is, Boz, because he's probably lost that bit of dash he had. His legs are getting a little bit older, but if they ride him nice and aggressive, get him going, we know he's going to be toughing out the finish. And I think he's shopping about $11 is probably a shade of overs for the old fella.
All right. Well, mate, we'll get some of those thoughts up on social media. As I said, we look forward to you chiming in over the autumn, if you're keen, of course, on a Thursday morning. And, yeah, we'll have to follow you on Punters Intelligence as well and just sort of analyse that data and hopefully find some winners over this carnival.
Yeah, that's right. If there's anyone who's new to sectionals out there, it's a nice little starting point. Yeah, hopefully we can contribute, and looking forward to it, guys.
Champion. There he is, Brad Gray. Of course, Sky Racing analyst who will join us throughout the carnival, Loz. I tell you what, he's We have to have a look at not only the horse he mentioned, the Chipping Norton, but that he's right about what he says with Funstar now drawing wide. Mm. They sort of got, I don't think they'll hustle and bustle her. They'll go back from the gate, you would think. So, and Flit was ultra impressive first time out in that surround, obviously in the surround this weekend, but the way she was obviously in the light finger, defeating Lyre, who was pretty good as well. It was unbelievable. I think we're in for a very good campaign of all our three-year-olds, both male and female. I think we're in for a big treat.
Yeah, at the end of the year, it'll be something we'll be talking about, won't it? Like the best three-year-old, because there's so many good ones out there at the moment. And, of course, down there in Melbourne on the weekend, you've got Catalyst.
That's right.
And Alligator Blood.
That's right. That's going to be a beauty, that Guineas. So, I mean, and as I said, that three-year-old crop, both male and female, we're in for an exciting time.